This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators were back in the streets of Hong Kong today in another weekend show of civil defiance. There have been clashes with Hong Kong police, who used tear gas once again. Some protesters are calling for escalating the confrontation with the city's Beijing-backed government with strikes. One of them is Nathan Leung.
We have been fighting for democracy for over 2 months. So it is now is a very key element that we need to stress that strike is the very powerful tools to win democracy.
At one point today, protesters removed a Chinese national flag from its pole and tossed it into Victoria Harbor. Thousands of South Koreans have marched in Seoul to express their anger at Japan's decision to downgrade South Korea's trade status, key to an escalating diplomatic feud. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has our report.
An estimated 15,000 people swarmed the streets in front of the Japanese embassy, carrying signs that read Boycott Japan and No Abe, referring to Japan's prime minister. The crowds marched to a nearby boulevard for a candlelit vigil, where speakers called for the government to discard a deal between the countries over compensating South Korean women who were forced to work in Japan's World War II military brothels. South Korea says the Japanese trade curbs could hurt its export-dependent economy and has accused Japan of weaponizing trade to retaliate over bilateral disputes stemming from their bitter wartime history. South Korea's foreign minister says the United States has many concerns over the row and is offering to help its allies find an end to their dispute. I'm Sarah Bassett.
There were protesters in the streets of Moscow today voicing their alarm at the way upcoming city council voting promises to be conducted. Opposition and independent candidates are being excluded. From Washington, this is VOA News.